My name is Miriam Bridges. I'm the Vice President of the ICI Education Foundation.
Okay. Let's have you begin by giving us a little background of the ICI Foundation.
Sure. So the ICI Education Foundation is the educational affiliate of the Investment Company Institute, which is the leading global association of regulated funds. We have a very simple, important mission to promote investor education.
And how do you go about doing that? Are you looking for people? Do they come to you? Where do they get their information that you're out there to help them?
Sure. So a little bit of both. We partner with government agencies and other nonprofit organizations to develop, deliver, and promote programs that help people with their investing and their money skills.
Miriam, investing is a daunting thing. I've been involved. I just let the experts do what the experts should do. So somebody from my perspective, looking at this, especially the way that this year has been with all of the pandemic, where do we start?
Sure. So this has been a really challenging year for everyone. And as we may be starting to see a little light at the end of the tunnel, now's a great time to shift focus, start small, and start thinking about your savings. And tax time is the perfect time to think about it and to consider opening an IRA.
When we talk about IRAs, again, that is a foreign group of letters and numbers to a lot of people. So how do you know, again, where to start, where to go? It's not like you just, well, I guess you could just pick up the phone and call somebody. But again, you want to make sure that you're getting the right information.
Sure, that's right. So an IRA or an individual retirement account, it's an investment account that allows you to save for retirement in a tax advantage way. And it's easy to open. You can either do it yourself or you can use the assistance of investment professionals. So for example, you can go directly to a mutual fund company or any financial services firm. Yeah, this is something you can search on the internet and you'll come up with a lot of different options. Just search how to open an IRA and you'll find many different companies offering their services.
And there are many different kinds of IRAs, true?
That's right. So there's two main ones. There's the Roth IRA and a traditional IRA. And contributions you make to those IRAs may be tax deductible or your withdrawals may be tax free. So they both have different benefits depending on your needs. So a traditional IRA, your deposit is tax deferred, which means you don't pay income tax until you withdraw money from the account in your retirement. If you choose a Roth IRA, your deposit comes from the money you've already paid taxes on. So when you withdraw the money in retirement, you don't pay taxes again.
So why would you not just want a Roth IRA?
Well, so everyone has different needs and there's lots of different factors involved. And so, again, I would just suggest you go online. We have lots of stuff on our website, www.ici.org/IRA. It can help you identify those things.
One of the other things, too, is especially with older individuals and people who are getting close to retirement. And the thing was, many, many, many years ago, when many of us started out to work, companies didn't offer such things as they do now with company match and different things like that. So is there any way for somebody who's in that age bracket to kind of play catch up?
Sure. So, you know, an IRA has contribution limits and it's $6,000 per year, but people age 50 and older can do an additional $1,000. And similarly, if you have a 401k, you know, as you mentioned, you want to make sure you're taking on the matching funds, but they also, you let it grow, sock the money away. If you're 50 or older, you have an additional $6,500 to 401k because policymakers have recognized that you can really focus on retirement in that season of your life.
That's very true. And one of the other things too that a lot of people hear about, and again, that we heard about not too long ago, was the whole idea of the stock market and what investors were doing to the stock market, but they weren't even there. They were at home and they can do all this over the internet. So again, that's another one of those areas that is very confusing. What do we do there?
Sure. So if you're in a position to invest, I would just urge you to remember the importance of long-term diversified investing, which is a far better approach for Main Street investors than gamified day trading. So funds such as mutual funds and exchange traded funds offer a proven track record of helping Main Street investors achieve their most important financial goals, you know, things such as buying a home or building a nest egg for retirement.
Is that also something that people should consider? Because a home is a pretty big purchase and there are tax advantages to that rather than having it paid off. And there's also the equity in the home. So is that something at this point in time, especially for a lot of people, that they should be thinking about either upgrading or, because again, what we're hearing about the housing market is that there aren't as many homes out there as there seem to be buyers.
Yeah, so I'm not the expert on the details of that, so it would be best to talk to your financial advisor about that question. You know, but here's what I do know is just to, you know, have a savings goal and to keep that in mind and just make sure you're getting a good start.
And what about savings? Because again, many people have come from opening up that savings account and putting a little bit away here, there, and everywhere because they're afraid that the stock market might tank. They're afraid that different things can happen. So what about things like savings accounts and things like that? Are they still in vogue when it comes to trying to build up savings?
Sure. But, you know, saving, investing steadily, paycheck by paycheck, you know, again, will offer you the best way to secure a financial future. And investing in mutual funds and ETFs, again, you know, provides you access to professionally managed, diversified investments, which can really help you save for your financial goals.
And when we talk about the idea of, again, retirement savings, probably because that's near and dear to my heart at this point in time, we're talking about, again, people who, especially during the pandemic, might have had a major interruption there because of being laid off and with the unemployment. And so what happens with people in that area? You know, that again is another one of those, and Social Security becomes a very big concern. So what happens to people in that area? Again, are they safe when it comes to investing?
Well, I would just say, you know, this has been a really challenging year for everyone and, you know, lots of unplanned changes, but it's just a great time to start small and think about your savings. And again, tax time is a good time to think about it because you may be able to cut your tax bill with an IRA and just boost your long-term financial health generally by learning more about investing in mutual funds or ETFs.
And maybe even taking a look at your own budget at home?
Sure. Well, that's always a great idea. We just encourage everyone to think small and focus on your savings. And again, there's lots of information online. There's so many resources available to help you make those decisions.
And what, again, is yours?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Your information online is available where?
Sure. So www.ici.org/IRA.
Miriam, thank you very much. And happy tax day a month later.
Paula, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.